Yeah, that's certainly what we that we're aiming for, and we're intent that we're going to deliver it because we have to. Today we've just seen India beat South Africa in the Champions Trophy for yet another sellout game, and we simply there's simply so much demand that we need to improve our facilities here. We need to increase the scope of them. We need to give more people the opportunity to come and see live cricket, because it doesn't matter whether it's England or India or Pakistan or indeed Surrey in the 2020 matches. We're selling out, so we need to get bigger.
This should put you in a really strong position as well to retain a test match, at least one every summer, which has been a long-stated aim, and the figures would back that up, I suggest.
Yes, I think so. I mean, I think we're always nailed on for one test a year at least. Remember, it was the Oval that hosted the first ever test match in England back in 1880, and the Ashes were created here in 1882 when England beat Australia for the first time ever. So there's a huge amount of history, but also we're leading the game nationally in terms of ticket sales and demand, whether it's for international cricket or county cricket. We've simply got to satisfy that demand. So it's going to be quite a big job, because we've improved capacity by around 3,000 over the last 3 or 4 years. But now we need to look at some bigger developments and some bigger improvements to make sure that we can deliver on the demand that's required.
Richard, hi. Just talking about the capacity there, it's quite a jump, isn't it, from sort of 25,000 up to 40,000. Do you have any concerns, or what do you think about the atmosphere there and how that might change?
Well, the atmosphere is always key, isn't it? You want to make sure that when people come, they have the right facilities, they have the right room, and they have the comfort that they need. It's not a football match where people come in for 90 minutes and 50 minutes at half time. You've got to provide the comfort. And part of the success that we've had over recent years is by making sure that when people come here, they have a really great time, as well as the sport. So that's going to require some clever design and some clever engineering. But we're confident that we've got a number of solutions that will get us towards that figure that we want and need. I think Lords are currently around 28,000, 29,000. They're looking to go to 32,000. So you're right. It is a big step up on what we've got now. But I think, you know, within football, you see some of the increases in capacity that have been delivered in recent years. We think we can do that. We obviously need to make sure that we've got enough cricket going on here for it to work commercially. But our sales figures are outstanding. And so we just need to be able to capitalise on that now.
It's going to be well timed for that new T20 competition as well.
Yes, it is. We've got 7 2020 matches here this summer with Surrey. The Kent game has already sold out. The Surrey Middlesex game is already sold out, and that's like 5 or 6 weeks in advance of those games. I suspect that we could have sold 35 to 40,000 tickets for each of those games, and that's county cricket, which is incredible. So it's just really good to see the game in positive demand.
What about the people who I often see looking out from balconies and windows? Are they still going to be able to peer over? I'm talking about the school, the Tennyson School just next door.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now. There's a group of about eight that are still enjoying the afterglow of the match. We work really closely with our residents, and we want to make sure that we don't hinder their lives. And I think there are a few key views that we want to retain, and I suspect that balcony will be one of them.
And when you look at the ground redevelopment as it might happen, obviously Lords, it's going to be over a much longer time scale with what they've got to do with residential areas and speaking to members of the MCC. Yours is potentially going to happen a lot quicker, but what will it do to maybe traffic flow around Vauxhall or the Oval area, just in terms of what people who live around that area have to
again, that's another key one in terms of traffic flow. Not a great deal. Around 93-94% of our attendances arrive by public transport anyway, and we're blessed as being in one of the best areas for public transport in London. Of course, there may need to be additional measures in place in order to ensure that continues to be managed effectively. But in terms of natural habitat, this is an ideal place. We're better served by public transport than any other stadium in London. So that gives us a step advantage. But that's not to say that we would have to make sure that we continue to improve things. If we're going to improve the capacity, we need to make sure that we maintain the standard of egress, entrance, and indeed match day experience. That's what's key for us.
And you're hosting the final aren't you, at the Oval?
We are, yeah.
The ICC Trophy.
We're hosting the final this time next week. We don't know quite who's going to be in it, but we're kind of fingers crossed for an England, certainly. And I think England-India final would be a great showpiece. That's what we're after.
How good would that be?
That'd be very cool.
Yeah, I mean, England have been playing some good cricket as well. I guess that helps putting bums on seats, the style of cricket this team under Owen Morgan's playing.
Yeah, look, one day cricket, 50-over cricket, 3 or 4 years ago, it was in danger of going out of business because it wasn't seen as particularly exciting. But the run rates and the scoring has improved dramatically over the last 4 or 5 years. You know, 300 to 350 runs is now seen as a standard total. And 2020 has delivered that. It's improved the scoring rates. It's made it a much more exciting day out. And so we have seen in this competition with some great cricket.
And just finally, Richard, I remember speaking to you, I think, last summer about the 100th test at the Oval. And that's coming up quite shortly as well, isn't it?
That is. It's all go here with the 100th test in the third week of July. And then we've got a one-day international against the West Indies on the 27th of September. So we've already hosted 8 one-day internationals. We've got a lot more cricket still to come.